Do you know where the drink Bloody Mary got its name, or when the term identity theft was first used? Well, if you do, then the editors of the Oxford English Dictionary might want to hear from you. The OED, as it's called, is turning to the public for help in tracking the origin of commonly used words with mysterious origins. It's the second time the OED has done this as part of a BBC television program called Balderdash and Piffle. Jesse Scheidlauer is the editor-at-large at the OED, and he joins us now to talk about this recent word hunt. Glad you're with us.
Thank you for having me.
Why did the OED decide to enlist the public's help?
Well, this is actually something that's been done since the very earliest days of the OED. In the 1850s, when the dictionary was being conceived, part of the plan was to have the public help contribute words, because what makes the OED different from other dictionaries is that for every sense of every word, the dictionary is illustrated with quotations showing how that word has been used. So for the past 150 years, there have been people, both members of the public and the academic community, looking for good examples to put into the dictionary. It is much easier now because we have so many electronic databases. The things that are harder to do are words that originated in slang or common speech, and this is the focus of this current search. The words chosen were particularly British. Most of the words, or many of the words on this list, would be unfamiliar to an American audience, and these are things that the public can be especially helpful with.
Well, Mr. Scheidlauer, do you mind if we do a quick run-through of some of these words?
Not at all.
Hoodie.
A hoodie is one that did originate in America. This was a rap term for a hooded sweatshirt, and it spread from the rap community into England. And people now in England use hoodie, referring not only to the garment, but to the sort of people who wear it. The earliest example we found is only from 1990, so surely it was around in the 80s by this name. We just haven't been able to find an example of that.
Gordon Bennett.
Gordon Bennett is an exclamation of surprise. Oh my God, something like that. Or
so someone would say instead of oh my gosh, they would say Gordon Bennett?
Yes, exactly, which is a little odd, and no one knows where it comes
from. You
think? Of course. You know, the earliest example we have of this is from 1967. People have found a whole number of Gordon Bennetts who might be the originator of this. There are politicians, there are writers, there are just many, many people named Gordon Bennett, and everyone says, well, it's from this person for this reason. It's from that person for that reason. But we simply don't know who it is.
There are a few words on your list that absolutely left us stumped. We'd never heard of these words before. Twok or wazzuck?
Wazzuck is originally a Northern English term meaning a jerk or dolt, you know, foolish person. There, a few terms on the list have this meaning. We have the term Wally from 1969, Tosser from 1977, Pratt from 1968, Plonker from 1966. In slang especially, this is a very common subject. You always need new and better words to insult people with, and these are just a few that we have that we've been trying to find out. Twok is a police term. It refers to stealing a car to take it for a joyride, and comes from the police acronym Taking Without Owner's Consent.
So did this list capture the mood of a particular person, or why so many expletives?
Well, again, these are the kind of things. It's very easy nowadays to find early examples of medical terms or scientific terms because everything is published in journals that are, you know, then available electronically. The things that we're interested in, you know, to appeal for public help are the kind of things that weren't written down in this way. And as an example of how this can be useful, there was, in the original version of this series, the Balderdash and Piffle series, the very British word thwoar, P-H-W-O-A-R, which is an interjection meaning something like wow. The earliest example we had was from the late 1980s, and after the show, someone remembered that she, as a schoolgirl, had written it down in her diary about her gym teacher's legs. And she said, Mr. Smith, whatever his name is, you know, what great legs, thwoar, and, you know, went to her diary from 1976, photocopied her diary and sent it in to us, and that's now our first example.
Jesse Scheidlauer is the editor-at-large at the Oxford English Dictionary. Thanks so much for talking to us. It's been fun.
Great. Thank you for having me on.
At npr.org, there's information on how you can participate in the word hunt. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.